And if it's been blowing pretty hard and it looks like it might stop, you say, well, I believe the wind's going to
settle down.
Okay. In the wintertime, if you go out and it's kind of, you know, cold or the air goes right through you, you say, it sure is
chilly.
Okay. When in the late fall or early winter, when the you get up in the morning, you look out and the grass is covered with a white
frost.
Yeah. Okay.
Had one not long ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did.
Killed a lot of things. We did.
Sure did ruin some azaleas up in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a woman with some white azaleas, and they were just as brown as they could be.
Yeah, just a lot of things. Yeah.
Switch
over,
honey, turn it light on, don't you?
Don't get
your
yeah.
Or the light switch.
Can't see there in the dark.
You might say it got so cold last night that the lake what?
Froze.
Okay. What about this room in the house? What do you call it?
Living room.
Okay. And how high would you guess the ceiling is in here?
12 feet.
Okay.
Might be wrong. First I say 10. 10 more like it, isn't it, though?
Nope.
Stand up, not 8. Why, Lord?
Okay.
See, I'm not a very good guesser.
I'm right. I'm just 4 by 8 feet.
I would have guessed.
Yeah. All right, look, that's 8 feet right there, Lord. I bet you
your doors are 6'8". And you got
14
inches above, and you're just about that.
What,
10? The doors are 2'8", 6'8". Only this particular door here is 3 feet, but normally you get them 2'8", 6'8".
I didn't know that.
2'8", 6'8".
I didn't know that was that.
2'8", what do you mean?
2 feet, 8 inches wide,
and
6 feet,
8 inches
high.
Well, see, I'm 6 foot tall.
That's what see. We got 9.
About 2 feet.
I guess,
something like that.
Yeah, women's not very good guessers.
Well, what about a heavy rain in the summertime that doesn't last very long? You know, it just comes.
Shower.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about if there's thunder and lightning?
Coming up a cloud, what I'd say.
Okay. I noticed there's a storm shelter over here. Do you get much wind around here?
Well, sometimes spring of year. We have some. Did you see that underpass out there?
No, I didn't notice it.
We have one. See, you knew
oh,
it
yeah,
from the school to the gym. We have some people go out there and sit with it sometimes.
Under the road.
Yeah. And oh. Sometimes, yeah, lots of trains go down the underpass. I reckon.
You know, that's the closest thing to a Franklin County mountaineer that I know of.
Them people go
have
out.
You read the stories following the Civil War about the Southerners with their hookworms?
No.
Genuine old geezer and his maiden. Every time it thunders, excuse me and I'll hush, but he'll have to get that gal of his or woman, she's about 56. They'll go out here to this underpass that goes under the highway.
Sit there
and then pick up.
Oh, you can pull a car down in there.
No.
So they sit there in the road.
Oh.
It will thunder and lighten and carry on and they'll sit there. The old geezers by was late.
They might go down in there if it got bad enough. Sometime there'd be 3 or 4 vehicles out there.
You mean
really
they just figure that if the wind starts blowing hard enough,
they'll
run,
get
down
in there.
Uh-huh.
They'll have a premonition.
Yeah, see, like, well, you notice when you're going back, see the underpass where the children go on the road from school over
mm-hmm.
to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
That's right. Now, have you had some bad winds down here?
Well, a few times. He wouldn't ever get scared, I know that. Well, since we've been living here, I guess we've been here 14 years. We've never gone anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen a few times I wouldn't care to. But
you never lost any trees or anything?